NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's final regular legislative session starts at noon on Tuesday, but don't rule out the possibility of a special session before she leaves office at the end of the year, though. She's called 8 during her 2 terms in office. Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth said lawmakers are, quote, going to start with something different, unquote, this session, and both chambers will push an expedited agenda of 4 bills to the governor's desk within the first 2 weeks. Those proposed bills include legislation for the state to enter 2 medical compacts for doctors and social workers, a bill to provide $1.5 billion for the state's roads, and a bill to define the terms harm to self and harm to others to state laws for involuntary commitment and could be used as part of the governor's red flag law push. And finally, legislation to ban New Mexico public entities from participating in immigration detention. New Mexico's constitution limits even years to 30-day sessions focused on developing the state's budget, along with bills sanctioned by the governor and ones that were vetoed in the prior session. And Chavez County deputies were called as backup to an RV fire that happened late Saturday night. Deputies showed up at the residence and found that the RV trailer was on fire at a location where other cars were threatened. When authorities arrived, they found the trailer as well as a pickup truck fully involved in flames. The sheriff's department has not reported any injuries from that fire. And this summer will mark the first summer in more than 80 years that there has not been an organized horse racing at Ruidoso Downs. Officials with Ruidoso Downs Racetrack announced on Monday that the entire 2026 race meet will be held at the Downs of Albuquerque, citing concerns continue over the track security and damage from previous catastrophic flooding. The 2026 New Mexico Bred Sale and the Super Select Sale will be held at Ruidoso Downs Sale Pavilion in their normal timeframes, and the Billy the Kid Casino will also continue operations. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.